You ready?
Yeah, we go.
Jordan Bosman and Kevin from
Hull. I am A.
I love that we have to celebrate getting it right.
We're so easily pleased.
Well, that was it.
It's the easiest introduction to any podcast anywhere. And we celebrate getting it right. It's unbelievable.
But we're still getting a lot of love for, the recorder of DJ Ray Charo, mate.
Love that.
I'm hoping, on that note, by the way, I've got some news for you. I've spoken to DJ Ray.
Yeah.
And if you're up for it, we're going to do a telephone interview with him on Thursday of this week. Oh, it is Thursday now, isn't it?
Yes.
Don't. Ignore, I forget I said that, everyone. So what do we need to talk about, Jordan? I know what we need to talk about.
What have you two been doing?
Never mind what we've been doing.
Keeping you in line is what we've been doing.
Yeah, keeping me in line. I'll tell you why.
Go on.
Because I've been trying not to get in trouble on the internet.
Oh, I got a minute. Even that's something we need to speak about. But we need to speak about the joke from last week.
Oh,
mate.
Andrew.
How did that go out on the air?
Me and Kevin, we were expecting some big sound effects and we just got the joke.
How did it go out?
Yeah, we were expecting you to beep it and ban it, but
I knew I forgot to do something.
It's like...
Oh, it's gone out.
In fact,
I wonder if we're still here.
No, that's what I'm thinking. We actually might not be on the air.
That's what we can.
We're actually talking to ourselves.
We might have been cancelled by now. Oh, yeah.
So
I knew I'd forgot to do something. Oh, well, you got to hear it.
No one's going to hear it now.
Okay.
That's it. We're off air. Shall we just go home?
Yeah, shall we just get out of it? That was a short podcast.
Yeah, you were.
What was the reaction to the joke? Do we know?
Well, I'll tell you, my auntie wasn't best pleased.
I'm not surprised. Oh. It was shocking. And I don't even think we should remind people what the joke was.
No.
It was just awful.
Absolutely.
I forgot to edit that out, didn't I? Yeah. Oh, well.
We're going to get a... In fact, actually, now I think about it, I've got an email here from someone called Ofcom. So, should we talk about your libelous statements on Facebook as well?
Yeah.
Is that something we need to discuss, Andrew?
Well, I think we need lawyers involved in this podcast now.
Have we got a lawyer?
No.
Well, I think we need one.
If we had a lawyer, John, who would you want it to be? Like character from TV or something?
Judge Rinder. I love that guy.
Judge Rinder, that lawyer. That'll be quite funny. Judge Rinder, if you're listening, got a little slot for you.
Yeah, little opening.
Yeah, you can probably need you every week. So, what can you explain to everybody what you did on Facebook, John? Come on. You accidentally...
I accidentally offended all the women on my Facebook.
Well, 50% of the population, 50%
probably. Well, 50% of the planet.
Yes.
And what did you say?
I just said women's football was second-tier football.
He's done it again.
Well, there we go.
Well, just let me say this.
Oh, no, be careful.
This is where the hole keeps getting deeper.
No, it won't get deeper, trust me.
Hang on, let me see if we got a number for Judge Rinder before you say anything. Go on. So, let's remind everybody, you offended women's football.
Yeah.
And you shouldn't have, really.
No.
It wasn't nice.
No.
But why were you having a rant anyway about football?
Because I just think they should put it on a different channel.
What were you trying to watch at the time?
Emmerdale.
But oh, that's on ITV, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, ITV's got four channels, haven't they? ITV 1, 2, 3 and 4.
Exactly.
Yeah. No, I get it, but you should have said about the women saying, oh, get back in the kitchen or whatever it was you said.
I didn't say that. All I said is it was second-tier football, but I've realised something.
Go on.
It might not be second-tier football, depending on where you sit.
Is that a joke?
Yeah.
Is it?
Tears.
Oh, dear. Yeah, all right. Should we move on?
Yeah.
I think that's probably the best thing, isn't it?
I've had a complaint from a listener.
Oh, this is full of complaints and issues today, isn't it?
I've had a complaint from a listener. I was saying the other week about Ricky Hatton launching the Rocky Oki career.
Oh, yeah,
and
yeah.
Whatever.
You say this.
One of our listeners, Eleanor, angry of Cheadle.
Yeah.
She's been in touch to say it wasn't him that launched my career. It was a band called the Loose Underpants, which I used to play in years ago.
I was thinking I've not offended her, have I?
Oh, no, you've not offended her. That's one person you didn't offend.
There's time yet, Jordan.
Yeah,
there's time yet.
It's early, yeah.
Yeah.
So I was in a band called Loose Underpants years ago, and she was one of our backing singers. And she said, what a great name for a band. But I've now given away a truth or lie, haven't I?
You do a lot of that.
Yeah. Eleanor, that's your fault. Anyway, so angry of Cheadle. If you want to give her a shout out?
Yeah.
Don't offend her.
He's trying not to, isn't he?
All you got to do is say hello, Eleanor. That's not offensive. Look here.
Hello, Eleanor. Thank you for listening. Someone has to. What have we all been doing?
Cleaning up your mess, mate.
Yeah, you've got to pass what I've been doing. What have you two been doing?
I don't ever do anything.
I know, you're just in here all the time.
Yeah. Working, yeah.
We should talk about the new nickname we've got for Andrew.
Oh, Angry Danny DeVito.
Angry DeVito.
Sing the song.
But last week you pushed me to the edge, didn't you?
Yeah.
I mean, it...
I went into ChatGPT.
Oh!
And it made a song?
I said to ChatGTP about Angry DeVito, and I said, give me a song. This is what I asked it, just so you all know. I said, can I get a short verse and maybe a chorus about a short man who has a name of Angry DeVito? So a bit like Danny DeVito, but angry, yeah? So the lyrics came back. This is the verse. He's 5 foot nothing but a 10 on a rage. Blows his top like a kettle on a Broadway stage. Stomping down the pavement, fists in the air. Needs a ladder just to yell at you in square. And the chorus is, Angry DeVito, tiny tornado, swearing at pigeons down in the meadow. Mad at the moon, shouting at trees, throwing tantrums that barely reach your knees.
Yeah, it's got me down to a T, hasn't it?
Yeah.
That's very good.
I'm surprised you didn't turn me off then.
No, I like that.
Yeah. So that's our next banger. I will have a word with DJ Ray Charles.
And when we've got about 10 tunes, we can bring a compilation album out.
Well, we go on tour, don't we?
Yeah.
We could do an EP, couldn't we?
Yeah.
Going on tour would be amazing. Which we are going to do, aren't we, you and I?
Yeah, we're going to do it. I was going to aim for Whit Friday, but you're away.
Pray so. But we can still put a shout out. Anyone listening wants to help us out there?
Yeah.
Have we got some Amanda news you wanted to talk about?
Oh, yes, I have, yeah. I've got a piece of audio that I found.
Oh, Amanda, you want your jingle?
Yeah.
Hang on. Sorry, that's my job, isn't it?
Yeah, your heart's not in it anymore, is it, Andrew?
The Amanda Holden update.
Oh my God!
With Jordan Anderson.
He's just got one job, hasn't he? He's got one job.
God, I've missed that.
Go on, what's the news?
I was scrolling through my TikTok the other day, as I do.
Were you doing a TikTok?
No, I don't do them.
Do you not?
I just scroll through them. Mm. And I found one about Ofcom complaints, right?
All right.
It was all complaints about Amanda's what she'd been wearing and Alicia's.
Amanda Holden and Alicia Dixon from Britain's Got Talent have been subject to 72 complaints by Ofcom, who are TV regulators. Now, Amanda and Alicia were wearing really revealing outfits. Do we think this is acceptable for a TV show that is aimed at families? Amanda was wearing a low-cut dress, whereas Alicia was wearing a see-through glittery dress, which you could see her underwear within that. Is this acceptable for a family TV show? That is the question.
Ooh.
Amanda alone, over the years, has actually been subject to over 1,000 complaints
over the years.
So this is a reoccurring habit. This is a reoccurring complaint. But is it acceptable to wear what she's wearing? I personally think that both of them look absolutely stunning. Yes, it is a family show, but they look beautiful. They really do. Should we not be focusing on the show at question? Why are we debating the clothing? It ain't even that deep.
That's interesting.
I'm just going to say it straight out. People need get a life.
Well, yeah. No, I agree.
What and, are you complaining about?
Yeah.
And how many did it say? 72 complaints. How many millions of people watched that?
You know there's an off button.
Yeah.
But what just are those,
switch it off.
What are those 72 people? I wonder who they are.
You know, if you are one of those 72 people.
Oh, hang on. Whoa.
Get in touch with us.
Whoa.
Angry DeVito.
We want to speak to you.
All right. Okay. I thought we might need that lawyer again.
No, I want to. Like, why? Why complain?
You know, the thing is, there's two things going on there, in my view.
Yeah.
One is they're wearing those dresses for a reason. They're being sponsored. This is like you as a brand.
Yeah.
In fact, I'm putting it out there. If any sponsored dressmakers want to send in something for Jordan to wear. But that's what they're doing, aren't they?
Yeah.
They're wearing a dress that's probably worth God knows how much.
Oh, yeah.
And coming out on that stage.
Yeah.
And the dress sales for that designer is going to go through the roof.
But my point is, and I think she said, I think this woman said it in the piece of audio, right? People are watching the show for the talent, aren't they? The different acts.
Yeah.
They're not watching it to see, oh, look at me, look at what I'm wearing. They're not watching it for that. They're really not.
Well, I think there's multiple tiers to a programme like that, isn't there?
Yeah.
And I kind of get a little bit the fact that someone sat there with their kid and they were maybe a bit prudish and the kid's looking, you know, see boobies or whatever. And I can see them maybe saying, oh, it's a little bit, what's the word I'm looking for?
Yeah, fruity. But if you can't really explain that to a kid.
No.
Then quite frankly, I'm going to get angry, you shouldn't have kids.
oh my word.
Just explain it away.
Whoa. Angry DeVito's gone.
Hey, I'll tell you what, there's a new feature in this.
Wow.
Oh.
I wasn't expecting that.
But I think at the end of the day, it's like, it's just a program. And as you said, Andrew, you can turn off.
You can switch off. And there's a bit of double standards as well, isn't there? Because if it was a really fit guy who was topless, there'd be no complaints.
No, all the girls would be going, you know. Yeah.
No, you're right. At the end of the day, you know, the guys. But you've got Simon Cowell instead, haven't you?
Yeah.
Shall we move on?
Shall we do Flying Fact?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't need a flying fact. Hey! Hang on, we need to tell Andrew something, because we're springing something.
Oh, no,
I'm on about the wrong thing. Oh, ignore me.
Okay.
Ignore me.
Should we start that again?
Can we cut out? I don't give a flying fact. Hey.
Hey.
Go on then, John. What have you got?
Right. My first flying fact is I've climbed the Grey Tom.
You've done what?
I've climbed the Grey Tom.
The Grey Tom?
The Great Orm.
What's that?
Big mountain in, I think it's in Wales somewhere.
Oh, okay, so you climbed a mountain, right? Okay.
That's got to be the lie.
Yeah, go on then.
You can't get up the first step in my office.
Unless it's got a lift, but go on.
Be quiet. Climbed the Great Orm, yes.
Yeah.
I've been stuck in a lift for over an hour.
Right.
And I've had a cat.
You've had a what?
A cat.
A cat.
You've had one?
Yep.
I was in.
Well, I had a baby.
Yep.
That's what it sounded like, didn't it?
Yeah.
Have you had birth? Have you given birth to a cat? Is that what
you're
saying?
You've
owned a cat?
Yeah.
Tell me how much you know about the Great Orm.
It's some mountain in Wales or somewhere.
Some mountain. Has he got a lift?
I don't know.
What did you do on this mountain?
Walked up it.
Right, I'm not having that. I'm not having it.
Hang on, right. Do you know, have you seen around the city centres at the moment where people got like rucksacks with like the dog in the back? Right. He could be in someone's rucksack being carried. You can picture that now, Jordan being carried up a mountain.
look, we've all been stuck in a lift, haven't we, at some point in our life. So I think that's true.
If you were stuck in the lift, who were you stuck in the lift with?
Oh, my mate, Andrew.
Well, hang on. Which Andrew?
He was called Andrew Wilson.
Not Andrew Peacock.
Not me, no.
Right, okay. And what was the third one? You've delivered a cat.
No, I had a cat as a pet.
Well, what happened to the cat?
It got run over.
What was the cat's name?
Dwight.
Dwight the cat?
Mm.
He came up with that quite quick, didn't he?
Yeah, that was a bit too quick.
Dwight.
After Dwight York.
Who's Dwight York?
She used to go out with Jordan. She's Fingy's dad.
Another Man United player.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
He's Fingy's dad. He's Harvey Price's dad.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
All right, okay. Right. I'm still going with the Great Orm.
Yeah, I'm going with the Great Orm. We're
no
both
way
going
you
for...
got up a mountain.
Yeah. Go on. What's yours on the line, John?
I've had a cat.
No, you're making up. That is absolute horseshit.
No.
Which was the lie?
I've had a cat. Trust me.
No.
Yeah.
How did you get up the mountain?
I climbed. I walked.
No, get lost. You're talking to your bottom.
Trust me.
No, well, describe it. How did you get up the mountain?
I walked. It weren't like a mountain, but it was like a big hill.
It was a hump.
Yeah.
Is there any photo evidence of this?
Yeah, somewhere.
Right, yeah. I think we might need some photo evidence.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that.
If I can find it, I'll send you the photo.
Oh, we'll put it on Facebook, eh?
So the lie is you've had a cat?
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah, we need to see pictures of you going up a mountain. All right. Are you ready?
Yep. Mm.
Incident one, item one. I once saw a ghost run across in front of me in an empty nightclub. I once stood in for Craig Cash on his radio show. And number three is, I once joined a search party looking for a missing person, only to find out later that they were looking for me. That's my three things. Any
right,
questions?
I know the lie already. So the ghost, interested in this one, because I like ghosty stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tell me about that. What did you see?
That was a nightclub in Denton. I can't remember what it was called, but if anybody's listening, it was on the corner opposite the motorway junction bit. And I was in there in daytime with a mate of mine, and it was a bit dim, you know.
Who was it?
Andy Ellie, guitarist Andy Ellie.
Yeah.
And we were in there and we were rigging some audio stuff or something.
Right.
And I saw someone run from one side of the room to the other.
Yep.
And he went out the door, and I watched him, and then I just happened to say to someone 2 minutes later, did you see that? And everybody was like, no. And I'm like, I've just seen a guy run across.
And what do you think it was?
I spoke to the venue. I spoke to a few people there, and he went, oh, yeah, we've got loads of ghosts there. We see loads. And apparently, it was an old butcher's, that corner, and this guy who I saw had a white, like, butcher's coat.
Oh.
Yeah.
And I've never seen a ghost in my life, and I can't explain it. And I stood there and tried to... in fact, I even vaguely remember making someone run across there. I'm like, someone's taking the mickey here.
To reenact it. Okay, yeah. All right. Mm-hmm. Craig Cash, you sat in and did what, his radio show?
Yeah, that was it.
Yeah, I can see you doing that. You've been mates with Craig Cash, haven't you?
Associates.
Yeah. Okay, I can see that. Mm. So I think the joining a search party... I think I've heard that somewhere else.
So do I.
I think that's on the internet doing the rounds.
John?
I think the search party's true.
Yeah.
I think the Craig Cash is true.
Yeah.
And the other one isn't.
Oh, the nightclub
the
ghost?
Yeah.
Isn't true?
Yeah.
But you think I joined a search party looking for myself?
Yeah. I don't know why, but...
You're nuts, mate. That's the lie, you idiot. And you're right, Andrew. It's been circulating the internet that recently. It made me chuckle. So you're into ghosts, are you?
Oh, love ghosts. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I generally made a few people run across, and I thought, someone's just messing with my brain here.
I've been on one of those most haunted live things.
Right.
Who is it that does Most Haunted?
Yvette Field.
Yeah, I love her and her husband and the other sidekicks. And they do these like every weekend up and down the country.
Yeah.
And I went to one in Stoke maybe a year or two ago now. Didn't see any ghosts, but loved it. And I love watching it all on TV and on YouTube and all the episodes that they've got. It's brilliant. I love it.
I worked on one of those shows some years ago, and it was an old stately home or something up near Preston.
Yeah.
And we went in and they put a stage in, a couple of screens, and my company, we put a load of cameras in a few of the most haunted rooms up above.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then they had an audience that came in, and what's she called? The main
Yvette
girl.
Yvette Fielding
and all them. They were sat on sofas.
Yeah.
And it was a room full of people, and they were talking about ghosts. And on the projectors, we had the cameras from up in the rooms relaying to the projectors.
Yeah.
And what was really fun was they were taking groups of people from the audience and saying, "Right, we're going to take you up there." So they'd go up there, and we'd be following them around with cameras.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
But down in the room, people were left in the room could see what was going on. And they'd, you know, they'd give some kind of dialogue.
Yeah.
And the funniest thing is that show that we did, 3 o'clock in the morning, I had to disassemble these cameras from each room.
Oh yeah,
I've never done it so fast in my life.
Yeah, like, I wouldn't be keen on doing that. Yeah,
I'm like, I am not staying up here. And there was a mate of mine working with Jeff, and every time he disappeared, I'm going, Jeff, that stay Jeff, with me.
Is it Jeff Herbie? That?
Yeah, I'll be like, Jeff, stay with me.
Here's another joke of the week. So is it 18 points to 16?
I think so.
Is that where we are? Kevin's in the lead?
Yeah.
Yeah.
18-16. We'll go with that.
It snuck up. In fact, what was this about me doing an accidental joke the other week? That was a bit of order.
I don't know. I didn't understand that.
Yeah, saying I did
because
an accidental joke.
Didn't you... Jordan told a joke...
Mm.
And then you followed it up with one that you knew, but it wasn't meant to be your joke that day. But because you went so smoothly into it, I gave you the point.
Yeah, yeah. No, all right, I appreciate that, yeah.
That's okay. All right.
Got it.
Yeah.
I won't be so kind next time.
All right, love. Calm down.
Go on, Kevin.
Okay, it's really a bit of a news report for you, actually. In the news today, a woman lost custody of a child after injecting... her kid with Botox for a beauty pageant. The child didn't look surprised at all.
Come on, Jordan. This is your chance.
I went to a demonstration for car noises. Yeah?
For car noises?
Yeah.
Okay.
People were shouting. Car noises. When do we want it? Now. No.
Oh, God.
No.
Have you made that up?
No.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Should we have a second joke?
I ain't got one.
Do you know what? For the first time ever, the scores remain at 16-18. No points.
Oh, no!
No, Eurovision!
No, you can't do that!
You can't do Eurovision style on us!
Nil foie!
Nil foie!
Who's angry now?
Oh! Bye.
The podcast that follows a dream with Jordan Anderson. A Positive Media Company production. Visit positivemedia.org.uk.